Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Miss Worthy Speaks with the Moment, preparing for spiritual battle. It is good to be here on today, and I want to thank you if you are live and listening, and if not, if you're listening pre-recorded, I still want to thank you for taking the time out to listen to a word where God is trying to take us, especially in this season. And so we're going to talk today about preparing ourselves for spiritual battle. Because as Christians, we forget that we are in a battle. Sometimes we think that when we become Christians, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that we're good. We don't have any problems. We're going to live this fabulous life without any worries, any troubles, any adversities, any obstacles. We're going to be rich and famous and just living a lavish life. Well, you're wrong. Because see, the battle is not even about you or me. It's about the enemy trying to take over what is God's. And so since he got kicked out of heaven, he wants to doom all of us to ride that horrible train ride to hell so that we can be with him in an ongoing, continuous life of destruction. But if you love God, then you should know that you can overcome everything that the enemy throw at you. He never said that you wouldn't go through anything. Because remember, Jesus, born of a virgin, lived on this earth, and he went through hell, even to death. And he did it not because he couldn't avoid it, but he did it because of salvation for you and I. And so you have a right to be blessed, but it doesn't mean that you won't be up against any issues. Because the enemy, he comes to steal and destroy and to kill. He wants to take your very life. So since he has to have permission to do that, to attack you, God sometimes allow him. But do you know also sometimes that you put yourself in situations that causes problems? And that's the problem that we run into. When we cause our own problems, we try to put it on the enemy. Stop giving him more credit than he deserves. Because sometimes it's the enemy within yourself that have caused you issues. Sometimes you have to think back that what you did, now you're reaping what you sowed. However, then there are those battles that come up against you where the enemy is trying to distract you, where you're trying to stay on target, where you're doing everything that you can to be more Christ-like. And then here comes an issue. So I want to discuss with you this evening ways to prepare yourself for spiritual warfare, for spiritual battle. One, you should already know that you must stay fully armored in the armor of God, spiritually armored. You have to use your spiritual weapons. And so one of the things you want to always do is be prayed up. The second thing you want to do is always have faith. Don't doubt God. And the third thing is to keep that faith activated by always believing, no matter what the circumstance is. Be confident in your calling as children of the true and the living God. Have strength. Pull on God for his strength during those times of adversity. You can do it. All you got to do is call on Jesus and he will strengthen you beyond what you can ever imagine. So during the times of adversity, strengthen up. Develop godly character. That is a big one. We have to learn to stay in connection with God in our character. Stop doing things that you know does not line up with the word of God and acting as if it's okay when you are a Christian. Also, practice violent faith. Don't be letting the enemy come at you and attack you and you sitting there like a wimp. Get violent with him in your faith. And as I stated about prayer, be persistent in your prayer. Be persistent in them always. Also, we're going to discuss these 5 points, and then we're going to go into our armor. So we started off with being confident in your calling. That's very important because Galatians 1, 15 and 16, Paul tells us, even before he writes about God, even before I was born, God had chosen me to be his. And called me, what kindness and grace to reveal his son within me so that I could go to the Gentiles and show them the good news about Jesus. When all this happened to me, I didn't go at once and talk it over with anyone else. See, when you're confident in your calling, I don't need to seek the permission of other people. I don't need their approval. When you know what God is calling you to do and be a witness of the Holy Spirit that dwells inside you, you don't need permission from folk. Now, don't get it twisted. Satan will try you. He will definitely try to confuse you about what God is calling you to do. He try to make you think that that's not what you're supposed to be doing. He tried to veer you off to think about something else, especially something that involves money, because how we run after money is just crazy. So he tried to deter you. And I remember in my life, an incident where Satan tried to distract me and he used money, big money. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit that he left to dwell in me. That gave me an unction to know that it was dirty money. You cannot give in to the fear and the intimidation of the devil. You have to put that joker under your feet. You got to stomp on him and let him know your God already has the victory. You have to let him know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have to let him know who you are called to be. God has chosen you. He has called us all to minister, to be out here, to encourage the lost, to give hope to the hopeless, to give shelter to the homeless, to help the hungry, feed the hungry, help those who are sick, to be kind and loving. But he's also taught us to not be fearful and be bold and stand up against the attacks of the enemy. Fully armored in your battle. You got to stand for this battle. He never told us that it was going to be easy, that we was just going to be all breezing through. He has destined us to stand against the enemy. He has destined us to stand up in him with his strength and his power. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. You got to make a decision. Are you going to stand fully armored in God? Or are you going to let the enemy just keep tearing you down? I beg to differ, because you are empowered. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now activate the power and the strength and the wisdom that God has given you. He said, if you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you. I challenge you today to not be ashamed of your calling, to be confident in your calling. No matter if they laugh at you, you have to learn what God has called you to do and do it. Have strength in your adversities. Man, my son was murdered. And you know what? If that's not an adversity, you tell me what is. But I had strength in it. Yes. Was my heart aching? Yes. Did I feel lost sometime? Of course I did. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that my God would never forsake me. He would never leave me. He was there. And he and my son made a choice whether to come back to this wicked earth or to go on and prepare for glory. And you know what? We all got to make that decision one day. When God calls us, we can plead with him. But you know what? When you've done all you know to do here on this side of heaven, you should be excited when God calls his angel home. You did not choose me, says the Lord Jesus, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he'll give you. That's what it says in John 15, 16. So you have to be bold. You have to stand bold and determined that I'm going to be strong with through all my adversities, no matter what it is. Put your strength in the faith of God and know that you can overcome all things with Christ on your side. The next one is practice violent faith. I know you're wondering, violent faith? What in the world? Exactly. You are right, because you know, sometimes we're so like real loose, real easy going with the enemy. We be letting him just come up against us and we act like we don't know what to do and we cry and we just sit there timid and he just taking over us. We got to stop there. You have to have faith and you have to get violent in your faith when he comes up against you. So 2 years ago, my son was murdered. Then my other son got in this car wreck. Then my son got in another car wreck. And every time, you know, I was praying, I was standing on faith. Then there was situations with, you know, maybe my daughter. Then there was family situations coming up against me and, you know, different little things. But I continued to have faith in the Lord. I continued to press my way. And then, you know, he tried to come at me different ways. And so there was a couple of incidents where I had to just go to battle on this joker. So I knew it was coming. You know, I was going to be unemployed. I felt it. God, the Holy Spirit was preparing me. And you know what I told that enemy? You could come at me any way you feel like it. But at the end of the day, I serve the Almighty God. And he will never leave me nor forsake me. He owned the cattle of 1,000 hills. He owned all of the world. He owns everything. When you tried to tempt Jesus, Jesus had to remind you that his daddy is the author and finisher of everything. He owns all things. And there's nothing you can do to stop that. So no matter with employment, whether a job, a career, whatever, the source is not that job. God is my source. I had to stand violently and let the enemy know no weapon formed against me shall prosper, for I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Then, you know, he started letting things happen to people around me, and I had to go into prayer with my best friends, you know, trying to attack them. And then he came up against a young lady, my goddaughter, and, you know, tried to take her life. And that's when I had to get violent with him again. I had to let him know, I know a God that can cancel out anything you try to do. And when people come together and pray, that makes the difference. When God says it's not over, it's not over. And sometimes God he'll test your faith by prayer. Are you going to pray timidly or are you going to pray with all power and authority? And so, you know, even then, the enemy was still trying to come after me. And God began to show me when this accident happened. God said, I want to put you in a place now that no matter what comes up against you, you don't react, but you respond. And it's so crazy because that was one of the things I came up with for our organization. The positive male response. God, well, not I, but the Holy Spirit gave me that. I was at work one day and I was trying to come up with a name for a program for boys. And the Spirit gave me the positive male response. And then God turned around and reminded me that you cannot react to situations. You have to respond with all power and authority. You have to respond with faith and trust in me. You have to let people see that, you know what? I ain't gonna show off. I'm not gonna act like I used to, because the old me may have reacted and did some things and caused some drama. You know, I would have tore up some people, but God began to move in me and say, no, see, I changed you. You got to remember when you walk in with Christ, and you should be changing. And God gave me, let me get a glimpse to look back over my life from the time I accepted him as my Lord and Savior at 16. In the church since a little girl, studying the Bible, playing church. But when I really, in my spirit, knew who he was and wanted to take that leap of faith from 16, I began to review and go from 16 to my 20s, from my 20s to my 30s, from my 30s to my 40s. And I realized how I continually changed, how God continually elevated me, how he kept moving in my life. And on that day, God began to show me, you got to respond and not react. No matter what people say about you, no matter how they try to pull and try to get you to respond, no matter what they try to stop you from having, no matter what they try to interfere in, you got to respond in the power and authority of me, in the name of my son, Jesus. And so on that day, I did. And I went violently in my faith. I told the devil what he wasn't going to do. I told him he was not going to cause me to do anything to hinder the progress of Christ in my life and people connected to me. So you got to get violent in your faith. You can't be sitting there talking about you don't know what to do. You got to show that joker that not only do you know what to do, but you know the source behind everything that you can do, because you can do all things through him. And finally, you have to be persistent in your prayer life. You can't be praying to God when something go wrong. You need to pray in season, out of season. You should wake up praising and praying. You should spend your day praying throughout the day. You should go to bed praying. You need to be persistent in your prayer, and not just for yourself. You need to be praying for others. You need to be praying for the politicians, your president. You need to be praying for the police department. You need to be praying for that family member that's always lying on you and trying to stir up trouble. You need to be praying for that person who was supposed to be your best friend but turned around and walked out on you when you needed them. You need to be praying when your parents acting a fool. Parents, you need to be praying when your children acting a fool. You need to be praying for that enemy. See, I pray for people who rise up against me. And I don't pray vicious prayers. I don't pray on them, P-R-E-Y, but I pray for them, P-R-A-Y. I pray that their soul will be saved. And if they're saved, they will stop being carnal. I pray that they'll come to know God, that they'll come to know Jesus and a part of their faith. I prayed for the police officers who killed my son. I prayed that they will come to know Christ before the vengeance of God to come down on them. I pray when people lie on me. I pray when people turn their lips and talk about me and go behind my back and God then already showed me who they are. I pray for them. I pray that they'll come to know God, because you know what? I know that my grandmother was praying for me. I know that my stepmother was praying for me. I know that my mother was praying for me. I know that my father was praying for me. I even know that my children prayed for me. And so because they prayed for me, I was able to grow. And see, another thing, you got to take responsibility for your actions. When you know you lying, and fess up. When you know you messed up, fess up. When you know you was wrong, fess up. Because when you can do that, that enlightens God. And it tears the devil up that you can say, you know what? I was wrong. Forgive me. I'm better. You can't be walking around here purposely sinning as a Christian. Christians, you cannot continually purposely sinning and think you're going to be blessed. doesn't work that way. So you need to be confident in your calling, have strength in your adversities, develop character, practice violent faith, and be persistent in your prayer life so that now you could come against the enemy in this spiritual battle that you face. So now you'll be prepared to put on the full armor of God. And that armor, you have to put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of the gospel of peace. You have to put up that shield of faith. You got to put on your helmet of salvation, and you got a sword of God, and you got to be able to fight with that sword. You have to know that your sword is the word of to be ready, because see, it was David who had to battle against big old giants from when he was little. He was a grown man, and we're talking about all kind of giants. Giants of kings coming up against him. Giants of people coming up against him. Giants with his children coming up against. See, you got to understand those that come up against you. Sometimes they down for you, but you see they keep hurting you. You got to open your eyes and say, giant, be gone. You got to stand up against those giants of sickness that try to come up against you. You got to stand up against those giants, that financial giants that always try to mess you up and have you in a dark place. See, you got to learn what the giants are. And anything that does not bring you joy, anything that does not give you guidance and direction, that's a giant you need to get out of your way. Sometimes people, giants that just rock you, everything you know you wrong, and they just amen in everything you doing that's wrong, acting like it's right. You got to be able to face your giants, but when you face them, make sure that you're fully armored. And with the armor of God, you can battle and you can tear down any giant. And when you've done all you know to do, when you stand and you've done all you know to do, don't stop standing. Continually standing on the faith of God. Continue standing, trusting, and believing that he knows what's best for you. I spoke to a lady today, a little Asian lady, and she blessed my soul so much. She said when she get up in the morning and she prepared for her day, she said, now, God, this is what I got on my schedule. And God, these are the things that I want to happen. But because I know you, Daddy, and I know that you know what's best for me, I need you to make sure that if none of this is what you have for me, then get it out the way and you order my steps. See, you got to tell God, God, I know I got a plan to get up this morning and go take care of this and go do this. And I got a plan to do this with my life. But you know what? That's my plan. But I'm surrendering my will unto you, and you let your will be done. You let your plan come to fruition. You let everything that you know that is for me work out in my favor. Men and women of God, you have to prepare yourself for spiritual battle. You have to know without a doubt who you serve and why you serve, and stand on that. And those who are listening or will be listening, if you don't know Christ, well, I'm praying for you today. I pray that you will open up your heart, confess your sins, and speak to God. And tell him that you are a sinner and desiring to be saved by his grace through his son, Jesus Christ, who died for you on Calvary, who died for me and rose on the third day, that we would have a victorious life. See, no matter what comes up against me, I'm still victorious. I'm victorious because Jesus died and rose. I'm rich because Jesus died and rose. I'm worth it because Jesus died and rose. I'm a conqueror because Jesus died and rose. And you know, if you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then guess what? You're worth it because Jesus died and rose. You're victorious because Jesus died and rose. And all you have to do is believe. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Give it to him. Bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. I've enjoyed my time today. You have spent your time so gracefully with Miss Worth It, preparing for your spiritual battle. And I pray that not only did you listen today, but that your whole life will be changed, that your spirit will be uplifted, that your mind will be regulated, and that your soul will just jump for joy. Allow the joy of the Lord to be your strength on today. And check me out tomorrow. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? Excuse me, on Monday. What does it mean to pray without ceasing? And you can also check out Miss Worth It Speaks with Women Talk on Saturday at 11 o'clock. God bless you and have a great weekend.
It's time to wake up, no time to waste, gotta stay up on my grizzly. He equipped me, so I'm letting off till I'm empty. Yeah, I'm a soldier with plenty of other soldiers. Who with it? We all down to spread the truth. And to the Lord, tell us different. I'm royal boy in the building. The Lord of hosts, let us in it. That's praising him for all the struggles. Life is more than a feeling. His grace is so sufficient. Think that's why I'm addicted. Sitting high up on his throne, the Father's love got me tripping. I might need intervention because I'm praying for substance that you don't see in existence. And they be thinking it's nothing. Then I'm hit with persistence when I wrestle with Michael until I refill like prescriptions. Monitoring my vitals, and I ain't chasing no title. Just call me a disciple, bringing the gospel to the streets so that he make his arrival. Now watch me kick it like Ryan, record a mic in the finals. And I ain't stopping, no, I ain't stopping till my God name go viral. Get him, I got him. I don't like him, I love him. And I'm addicted to Jesus, and I put nothing above him, above him, above him. Whenever daddy going.
Put nothing above him. Miss Worth It Speaks.